This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Apparently people owe the Cavs an apology, according to Tone.
I guess you don't have to
don't
physically apologize.
Were they supposed to sign a letter to him?
I thought it would make you
from
feel...
From the desk of the fans?
I think the weight is going to be on this, especially if the Cavs just roll in the series and win in four. I think then some fans will feel pretty stupid about how they felt last
week.
Wait a minute.
What was the overall goal? Is the overall goal just to win this series? And were people questioning whether or not they'd win this series? Because I think it's just the overall goal. You're moving your own goalposts at times. And they had a great game on Saturday. I don't want to kind of keep thinking the game was on Sunday. Game on Saturday.
Is every playoff run from every Cleveland sports team since our station has been on the air, have we just said, they didn't win the championship? Waste of a year.
No.
Is that all we do? So
no.
Why are we doing it with this team?
Because I think that
this team's never won a playoff
because
series.
There's so much added angst to it because of the future of the head coach. I do think some of it's the future of the senior vice president of basketball operations or whatever the hell you want to call him. Donovan Mitchell, obviously. Yeah, Evan Mobley, where he's at in his maturation. I want to get to him here in a moment. That's why I think that there's some of that angst. And I don't think it was just game 82 as you made it out to be. I think there was the West Coast trip, the stuttering there, the problems that happened before that. Injuries, yes, injuries are part of it. Absolutely. You're not wrong about that.
Weren't injuries the whole thing? It wasn't part of it. It was the whole thing. They didn't have their team. How many minutes did the starting five of the Cavs have the entire year? And now they're healthy. Now the Cavs are as healthy as they've been, and they dominated. What do you know? Imagine that.
Did you see Darius Garland's back?
Well, he's banged
up. It didn't look too very healthy there,
buddy. He's banged, but it's the playoffs. Like, would you rather be Kawhi Leonard, who can't play? Joel Embiid, I mean, I don't know how he finished the game the other day. Not to mention Giannis didn't play. Like, this type of the season, if you're on the floor.
Yeah, but there was a couple times, like, Darius Garland, like, you could tell, like, he, like, bent over. And there were a couple times, like, going down the floor, he looked like an old man trying to get out of bed. I was like, man, that's starting to bother him. We got to get to the end of this game and get him some icy hot and get him going. I don't know.
But then, as the Magic were trying to make their run, he looked like vintage Darius Garland. And he didn't play a great game. And by the way, I don't think
anybody was bad, though. I don't think we can have it out a little bit later on about George Niang if you really want to. I didn't think anybody was too terrible. Like, you look at the plus minus, which isn't the only thing to look at. That might be seen as an excuse, but I didn't think anybody was like, oh my God, this guy is awful. Isaac Okoro played with energy, really tried to get into it with people. God, he got kicked in the face or kneed in the face.
Yes,
and then they
did.
Called the foul on him.
Second time
which
it's
was
happened.
Something.
Second that's time a, it's happened.
That's
this
incredible.
Year.
The guy's bloodied. And they're like, by the way, the foul's on you.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fantastic. Thank you very much for all that. Like, I thought there was a lot of high energy and a lot of asserting dominance in that game. And I think a lot of Cavs fans came away with some heart on that. But I don't think that there's an apology that is needed or anything like that, because it's still the first game and you got to be able to hold serve. Now, if you win tonight, I think a lot of people are going to be feeling great. I think they're going to be feeling great and already looking forward to the Boston Celtics if they win tonight.
Yeah, well, especially if Donovan Mitchell looks like he looked that game. I mean, now the last two times we've seen Donovan, he's looked like normal Donovan, and I was really worried about it. I was really worried for all my optimism going into the series. You know, I'd be lying if I didn't say that, you know, one tweak of the knee, one kind of falling down the wrong way, being off balance, like, yeah, it would get me nervous, but I didn't see any of that. I saw a guy that was poised, was confident right from the get-go, and regardless of what you think about the future of Donovan Mitchell. And we don't know. Nobody knows. This is the beauty of what Donovan has done all year and the last 2 years. He's been able to compartmentalize, you know, making sure to do the best he can with this team, take him as far as he can help take him, but at the same time, giving you nothing when it comes to what his next move is going to be. I don't know if one series is going to be enough. I don't know if it's going to have to be competitive in another series against Boston. I have no idea. But what I know is during that game, during those 48 minutes, he seemed like he was pretty pumped to be a Cleveland Cavalier and helping them get over the hump. And they, remember, that hump is there. You could say that this whole thing is about getting further than one series or whatever, but it looked like he was pretty...
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Pumped about having the chance to take care of the Orlando Magic and get to the next series.
I would agree with that.
In a Cleveland Cavalier uniform.
216-474-0092. I was given a lot more heart by this game just because, you know, I did. I feared for a moment that, man, if they come out here and they are lackadaisical, if they are not in their right mind to this, I did think that Orlando would try to do something physical with them. To try to make this that quote-unquote rock fight that everybody keeps talking about, to the point where it's become kind of an overused term, I'd say. I think the Cavs answered right back. You know, I know that you brought up that basketball breakdown. What was it?
He thought the Cavs. Yeah, he thought the Cavs were the cheap shot artists in game one.
Guys, you had to make it chippy.
But by the way, if you were fans, do you care? Do you care?
No.
I think a lot of fans wanted the Cavs to go out there and be the aggressors and be physical and be chippy.
I said to somebody, I didn't need them to go back and start swinging Hail Marys at people. Like, I didn't need them to start socking people and throwing haymakers. But I did need a level of aggressiveness there to throw elbows, to push and shove, to be tough, to be aggressive, to not get pushed around, especially after what happened. What made me so happy was I know that Jared Allen has downplayed it this entire season. I know they've kind of, in their own way, tried to downplay it the entire season. There's not a doubt in my mind that last year and that overarching theme from the fans of you guys got pushed around, you got embarrassed by the Knicks, they're one of the most annoying fan bases in professional sports because it's a New York sports fan, Knicks, Yankees, Giants, where they're just going to take everything, they're going to run like crazy with it. And that's what made it worse is that we had New York fans calling in. It got very ugly here in Cleveland, and it seemed like you didn't want to do anything about it. Orlando's fan base obviously isn't what the New York Knicks fan base is. But to hear that for a year and then be ready for the actual physical struggle of it, I think meant a lot to Cavs fans there. That you had guys willing to mix it up. You had guys that weren't going to take any crap from anybody. You had guys willing to step in there. Isaac Okoro jumping right in there and getting ready to push people around if he had to because of the Darius Garland play. Like those type of things... That means a lot to a fan base, and that means a lot to a Midwest fan base. So you had to have that on Saturday. I thought that that was every bit as important as scoring the points and leading the game by up to 20 at some point and putting them away by 14. That sends a message that things are going to be different. You can't turtle up now, but things are going to be different for the entire series. That last year was not this. We've learned our lesson. You still need to learn yours, and we're going to treat you as such.
Yeah, and I did resent a little bit of the talk about, hey, it's got to be steps. You got to take a step here. You got to take a step here in the playoffs. I mean, Minnesota Timberwolves are not worried about any steps. Like, they're trying to make the leap, and they're trying to do it.
That was a hell of a beating on Saturday. Oh, my God. Lord almighty, I stayed around and watched that game, too. My God.
What they did to Devin Booker, and they don't want to hear about steps. So I get, guys, I understand. As much as I'm asking for apologies, I know are never going to happen from Cavs fans.
Nope.
I do understand, like, if the Cavs just win this series and look great and then look awful against the Celtics and get humiliated, I get that nobody's going to be that thrilled about one playoff series. Whether the Cavs organization is, boy, that's a discussion in the offseason that we can certainly have. The good news
but
is
it opens your mind.
We're putting off the offseason. Every win here, we're putting off the offseason.
But what it does, it opens your mind. Like, I don't have... I want them to go as far as they can, but I'm not being grandiose here and being unrealistic about what this team's going to accomplish this year. I do think, even though Donovan Mitchell looked good, I still think that there's guys who are banged up, including him. I know he looked a lot better on Saturday, but I do think that there's going to be a need for some treatment during the offseason with him. With Darius Garland, obviously, I think that that's something to monitor because he is slight. I think that a lot of guys are battling through it there. I mean, you are missing still Dean Wade on this. So there's a lot of questions that you might have in the offseason here and reasons why. Not excuses, reasons why you didn't go as far. But I think a good series here and then a good showing against, I would imagine, the Celtics, but it was only the first game, and the Heat are a veteran-laden team. You have a good showing there, I think calms a lot of people down. 216-474-0092, 745 this morning. The Browns could be headed to London. It's all part of Lima Likes at 745. Up next, I don't think they're against us. I just think it highlights what each broadcast is trying to sell us. And the curious case of George Niang and his game. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyon.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.